Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, we did the Black Friday text blast, 2,400 contacts, and my salesperson is crabby about it. And no, I'm not being coy. He's kind of like, hey, like, where's the buy-in? Like, I didn't agree on some of the terms, because we call it a PIF, a P-I-F, paid in full, basically a 12-month membership if you pay for it all at once. And so sales manager, director, he's like, hey, who knows what the in the world a PIF is? Here's a text that went out. Like, did you know what was going on? I'm like, yeah. Like, I texted you the template of it this morning. In Slack, we talked about it together. I never got pushed back, and we all knew what was all going on for at least a week. And so what I'm figuring out, I think the sales rep and I are very similar. And so when I have a task or have an initiative, my style is, hey, let's drop this up. Let's mock this up. Let's get it approved and then run with it. And then at that point, I disengage from a process. And so I need to be better at checking in and confirming and getting confirmation from other people. So in this case, I put together a text draft, marketing agency, polished it up. They sent it out. They're good to go. And I shared it with my team. And what I did wrong was I assumed if there were issues or they needed corrections, they would tell me, like, hey, this is spelled wrong. This is not how you talk about a 12-month membership. We call it a PIF, or a paid in full, or a 12-month contract. Like, whatever the terminology is. And I assumed if I heard crickets that I was getting their confirmation. And I need to hire people whenever it's time to hire people. I don't have any people in mind right now. But when it's time to hire people, I need people who are naturally going to push back on me so that stuff like this does not disappear. Because right now, the sales rep and I are like back and forth texting, like, hey, let's talk about this tomorrow. Let's talk about these points tomorrow. There's like 8 points to talk about tomorrow. And if I had just gotten their input, like if they were naturally like going to push back on everything I say, you know, if they do everything, that's annoying. But if they're naturally going to be like, hey, let me double check it. Let me double detail it. Let me double check it for spelling. I don't think we have any misspellings. But just to make sure like, it was good to go, then there's less follow-up and cleanup afterward. And so I'm bad at the accountability and checking with people. I don't naturally get excited about the one-on-one weekly meetings, the weekly check-ins. Because in my mind, like if you're good to go and you're smart and you're equipped and you're capable and you've got all the tools and the belt you need, you will go conquer the world. And all you need is me to clear stuff out of the way. And if I don't hear from you, things are rocking and rolling. And it's a very hands-off, the opposite of micromanaging style. And I'm learning like that kind of works to people. And this is weird, but people like to have a manager checking in on them. People like to know that there's someone who is going to like have a meeting with them, give them that confidence, give them that assurance, set the agenda. Here's the plan. Here's the reminder of why we're winning and crushing. And I'm totally fine if I don't have a scheduled check-in. Like if I really like my manager, I'll be like, hey, can we like just chill for a half hour? And when I have like a weekly check-in, it's like, this is a distraction. I'm trying to like go conquer the thing. And I'm learning that I'm probably abnormal in that side. I like that open range. I'll grab you if I need you. Otherwise, like I can go do this. And I need people that are like, hey, I'm a little clingy. It's going to sound weird. I need people that are a little bit clingy, a little bit pushbacky, a little bit needing to like, double check. Did you drop your soccer? Oh, shoot. Is it on the floor or in your car seat? It's on the floor. Okay. Let me pause the car here quick. All right. Podcast is pausing for 5 seconds. Hang on.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.